So let's review. The Gemara discusses the severity of malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim, embarrassing someone in public. Kol malbim p'nei chaver b'rabim kilu shefech damim. The malbim is considered as if he killed his victim. Kol ha'yarden le'gehenim oylim, chutz mishleisha she'yarden ve'in oylim. All those who go to Gehenim will eventually come out, aside for three types of sinners who remain in Gehenim eternally. One of them is Hamalbim Nechaber Barabim. Noich leilu adm sheyavu a safek eshes ish, val yabim b'nechaber barabim. One should rather commit a safek ish or eshes ish than embarrass someone in public, because regarding eshes ish, yesh lechelik leil mabo. A person does receive a share in the world to come. However, regarding Hamalbim es b'nechaber barabim, ein lechelik leil mabo, the person does not receive a share in the world to come. A person should rather throw himself into a burning furnace than embarrass someone in public. The Gemara proceeds with the severity of Einos Devarim hurting someone's feelings. Amarav, La'il mihe adam zar b'Einos ishtai. A person should always be careful not to hurt his wife's feelings. Because the punishment for her Aina is imminent since she is bound to shed tears. As Rabbi Elazar says, V'yom shenechu beis ha-migdash nina lo shari tefila. From the day the beis ha-migdash was destroyed, the gates of prayer were locked. However, v'afa beis ha-shari tefila nina lo, shari demois lo nina lo. The gates of tears remain open. Amrav Chizda, Kala sha'arim nina lo, chutz mishari Aina. All the gates in heaven are locked, aside for the gates of Aina's devarim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol nifr b'dei shliach chutz me'ena. All of the punishments are delivered only through a shliach, aside from the punishment of Einos Devarim. Amar Rabbi Vo, Gimel ena parged ninal b'fneim. There are three sins for which the curtain that separates the shechina remains open for the person to be punished. Aina, v'gezel b'avodah zarah. One who hurt another person's feelings, one who steals, and one who worships idols. The Gemara proceeds with the well-known incident of Tanur Shalachnoi, which illustrates the severity of Einos Devarim. The Mishnah Masechtas Kelim states, Chatchu chulyos v'nos nechul bin chulya l'chulya. If someone took sections of an old oven of cheres and held them together with sand, Rebbe Eliezer mitar, l'chacham mitamen. Rebbe Eliezer holds the new oven is not mekabel tumah, it does not become tumah, because this oven has the status of kli adama, which do not become tumah, because it is held together by the sand. While the Chacham hold the new oven is mekabel tumah because this oven has the status of a kli cheres, which does become tumah because its main components are cheres. As the Gemara explains, this machlokes became known as Tana Shel Achnoi because sheikifu dvarim ka'ach nezu b'tamu. There was an incident of such an oven, and tahiris were placed inside. And the Chacham argued with Rebbe Elazar, and their proof surrounded the oven as a snake coils around itself. And the Braisa relates. Rabbi Eliezer brought countless proofs to his opinion, but the Chacham rejected them all. Rabbi Eliezer then performed several miraculous acts as proof to his opinion, but the Chacham rejected them all until finally Rabbi Eliezer announced, let the heavens prove that the halacha is in my favor. A voice was heard from above saying the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in all areas. Rabbi Shu stood up and announced, Loi b'shamayim hi, shekvar nitna Torah mehar Sinai. The Torah is brought below to Klal Yisrael and is no longer in the heavens. Therefore, ein onu mashgichin b'vaskel, shekvar kesavt b'har Sinai b'Torah acharam lahatis. We do not pay attention to this paskel because the Torah rules that the halacha follows the majority. Upon which Eliyahu HaNavi said, Kocher b'richu b'hi shaitu k'chayich v'amr netzchuni b'ni netzchuni b'ni. At that moment, Hashem Kiviyachu was smiling with satisfaction and saying, my children have prevailed over me. Amr Oysa Ayim Heviv called Tahayra Shatir Rabbi Yazir, Vesar from Ba'esh, Venimnu Lov Ubrachuhu. The Chacham then gathered all the Tahayras that Rabbi Yazir had ruled Tar and burned them, and they put Rabbi Yazir into Chayrim, excommunication, because as the Gemara explains, Shle Yibba Machlekes B'Yisrael, to prevent an individual from arguing against the majority. When Rabbi Yazir discovered that he had been put into Chayrim, Afu kar begodav v'cholas min alav v'nishmat v'yashav al gabi karka zolgu ein of demois. He tore his clothes, removed his shoes, and sat on the ground, and tears began to flow from his eyes. As a result of Rabbi Eliezer's tears, the following occurred. Laka oilam shlish b'zeisim b'shlish b'chitim b'shlish b'sa'irim. One third of all the olives, wheat, and barley crops were destroyed. V'yashayimrim av betzik shebidei isha tafach. The dough that was kneaded became spoiled. Wherever Rabbi Eliezer cast his eyes, the area became burned. The after Rabbi Gamliel hayabah besvina, Amr lav nachshel letavay. Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi's ship, almost capsized. And he eventually died, as the Gemara relates, Ima Shalom, the base of Rabbi Eliezer, Ach, Rabbi Gamliel Havya. The wife of Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Gamliel's sister. Mahu Maisa ve'elech la'havah shavka le'l Rabbi Eliezer le'mepel o'ape. And from then on, she did not allow Rabbi Eliezer to recite the Tachnun prayer, because kol ha'sha'arim ninalim chutz misharyana. All the gates above are closed aside for one who is hurt by others. And as Rashi adds, lafisha tzar ha'levi v'karav l'hoyri demois. He sheds tears because of his pain, and Rabbi Eliezer is bound to shed tears while he recites Tachnun. However, hu yaymer rish yarchahava ve'ichlef la'bin mali l'chasr. There was one day that she assumed was Rosh Chodesh, but in fact it was a day before. Ashkacha say did nafal al ampe. She discovered Rabbi Eliezer saying Tachnun, and nafik shipuru mibes rimlil deshachiv. The news spread that rimlil passed away. The Gemara proceeds with the severity of Einoz Dvam to a ger, a convert. Hama'anes a ger, oivir b'shleish alavin. A person who hurts a ger's feelings is liable for the following three yisurim. The ger lo yisayna, v'chiyogar itcha ger ba'artzchem lo yisayna oisay, and one who presses a ger to pay up a loan is liable for the following three yisurim. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Mepnei Mahes Hira Torah B'Lamed Vav Mekaymes V'Amr La B'Mem Vav Mekaymes B'Ger. The Torah mentioned the yisurim to a ger in 36 or 46 places, because Mepnei Shesuroi Ra. A ger is easily inclined to return to his former Gentile ways.